to discuss the Jackie Brown Jr. story and to open up the Kinder Surprise of Wonder about where it all comes from. We have Maddie Malice, lead singer and saxophonist, with us in the studio. Hello, Maddie.
Howdy. How are you going?
Good, good. Thanks for coming on down to 2SER on a Wednesday arvo. I stole that term Kinder Surprise from one of your interviews somewhere where you sort of described the band as a Kinder Surprise.
I don't even remember.
Or maybe it was your Ryan or someone did.
Someone.
Anyway,
I liked it. That's hilarious. Yeah. Oh, this year has been, we started this year by sitting down and going, now, I think we need to determine what the hell we are, and we still haven't figured it out, so we just kind of gave up, and now we just call ourselves a Kinder Surprise, apparently.
There
that
you go.
Seems to work.
Maybe you can get some sponsorship from Kinder, I'm just saying.
That would be hectic. I'm so down.
Well, happy five-year anniversary for the band.
Thank you.
You've been going 5 years, which I blew me away when I saw that. I was like, oh, wow, it's been that long. You all got together because you sort of studied, well, you started studying together at uni. But it must have been right at the beginning of the course because you've only just graduated, right?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of, it's 5 years, but it's not 5 years.
Okay. And,
I mean, it is. Well, I'll be a little bit more specific with that. Yeah, like we started and we played for 4 months and we recorded some kind of really average singles. And for some reason we released them, but I deleted them all, so you can't find them anymore. And then I went away for like 8 months. And then I came back, and then another member of the band went away for 6 months, and then he came back, and then I left again. All this stuff. Anyway, it feels like finally in the last year and a half we've managed to all stay in the same city, all focus on a project, all manage to get something released. And I feel like while we've been playing together for 5 years, this is kind of like the first full project that we've managed to do.
And look, I do get that, especially when you're young and you're studying and you have time off and you travel, it can be hard, especially when you're a five-piece band, sometimes more, right? Like, sometimes it's hard to get everyone in the same room at once just to jam, jam, record, tour, the whole shebang, and especially at this time of your lives. Has that really been a challenge? But well, obviously it has been, but, you know, how's it been this last year then getting together, and do you feel like you're all in the same direction?
Yeah, totally. Now I think we all have the same goals. It is difficult to get everyone together. Everyone has different life schedules, and you need to manage to have, you know, getting a rehearsal together is just challenging itself.
Yeah.
When are we all free for 2 hours at the same time in 1 week? Like, it's impossible.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, you know, you decide that you want to dedicate time to something, and you all have a shared passion, you all have a shared vision of creating something together, then you're all going to try your best to do that. I think we've managed to do that. You know, we had chats months ago like, guys, we've got to set aside all this time, don't do anything else. This is JBJ time, you know. Anyway, it's managed to work out.
Yeah. You're all music students, and you're all very talented in your own right. So when it comes to making music, how does it work? How does it all fit together when probably everyone's got their own ideas about what they want to do? Or does it all sort of mashed together, or is there someone that stands out and writes a song and everyone follows them? What's the sort of process you go through?
Yeah, totally. It's definitely changed over the 5 years we've been together.
Sure.
So initially I started it by writing all this music, like writing it out too.
Yeah.
And just finding some mates at uni that I wanted to hear what it would sound like with a band played.
Yeah.
And then we had a jam and it was actually kind of cool. And so I would like give them sheet music. I wrote out all the parts, and then they realized half of them weren't even playing what I'd written. I was getting really frustrated. So I just gave up and stopped writing all the parts. And they were just, cause everyone's so good at what they're doing, they can just kind of feel what they'd rather play.
Sure.
You know, and they might come up with better ideas than me. I'm not a bass player, so my bass lines aren't going to be the greatest, you know. And so now I guess it's kind of more organic rather than me writing everything. We kind of all sit together. I will always, mostly always come up with like a riff or the lyrics or something, and I'll bring them and I'll bring an idea, like 30 seconds, something recorded, and we'll sit down and we'll just spend maybe like 30 minutes just jamming on it and maybe feeling different beats and where could we go with this.
Yeah.
And we just play for a while, and then eventually sometimes a song comes out of it, and it's really cool when it does.
Yeah.
I kind of like see it as like you've got this like big block of ice and you're chipping away at it, and you're just seeing what you can create by, you know, taking, I reckon the best songs are created by taking away a lot of layers and seeing what you can do by like adding and subtracting in the right ways.
For sure.
Yeah.
And that's exciting. Well, it sounds like you're making a little bit of music because Over Broad, which came out this year, 7-tracker, it's like an EP, not quite an album, it's sort of a bit longer than an EP.
Yeah.
But it seems to be like probably a bit of a culmination of the tracks over the last few years.
Yeah.
I suppose you're happy that's out and you're releasing these tracks and videos. They're all really cool. Everyone's getting excited. But have you got something else in the wings? Like, is this sort of working towards an album or is it, you know, are you looking for just cementing this and touring this around at the moment?
Well, it was really good to get this out.
Yeah.
I mean, we recorded all this January 2017.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But the reason we couldn't release or tour any of it was because I didn't exchange in the second half of the year. So I wasn't even in Australia.
Oh, okay.
And so.
Is this why it's called Over Abroad?
I mean, a lot of, actually, honestly, a lot of the tracks are about like traveling and kind of, I guess, so we would, yeah. And we've all gone, like I was saying to you before, we've all gone all over the place. So we're like, well, I think this might be a good title for the EP.
Sure.
We've been starting to write some new tracks and yeah, I really want to focus on writing an album next year. I think that's our main goal.
Yeah.
Writing an album and touring more around Australia because something we haven't really, we do a lot of Sydney, don't do a lot of the rest of the place. So
it's a big country.
It's a big, expensive country.
Yeah,
so.
Sure is. And look, it's a big challenge for any Australian band is to be able to, you know, you sort of graduate. You do it in New South Wales and then maybe you get a Melbourne show. Maybe do a Brisbane show. And then, you know, but you just sort of got to work your way around a little slowly, I guess.
Yeah, but it's so much fun. So you just got to do as much as you can.
For sure. I was talking about your collection of styles. You know, you sort of dabble in a bit of soul and a bit of pop and a bit of hip hop. Is that going to keep going on, or are you going to sort of do you sort of revel in that and having all those different styles and not really locking yourself into one?
Yeah, totally. I don't think we can help it.
Yeah.
Because I mean, all the members of the band have a really specific way that they play. For instance, Ryan/Dobby, the drummer, he's, you know, in his own right, an amazing hip hop. And a hip-hop artist and rapper.
And
so,
look, if you haven't seen Dobby, if you've never seen anyone drum and rap at the same time, it's ridiculous. And he does it with Jackie Brown, of course, as well, but it's such a talent to be able to drum a beat and then rap at a completely different rhythm on top of that. You know, it's a huge talent.
It is amazing. He's like Anderson .Paak before Anderson .Paak. So.
Totally.
And we've got like Michael is a jazz guitarist mostly, so all these genres are always going to creep into people's playing and the way they play.
Yeah.
And I guess we're never going to stop doing that. It's kind of just our thing.
Excellent.
It would be really ingenuine for us to stop doing that.
No, I guess I would never want you to. I think it's great. And that's one of the signatures of the band is that you do that. And if you haven't seen a live Jackie Brown Jr. show, it'll just blow you away. You get so hooked. It makes you just happy because it's just such a happy vibe. Everyone's so positive. And then you whip out the saxophone. You're doing these solos in between. I remember seeing you at Miss Peaches. I think it was on the King Street Crawl.
Oh, that was a fun show.
And it was just like horns and it was like everyone off stage. I was dancing. It was just such a great vibe. Do you feed off that on stage? Like, you know, just how the crowd reacts?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You know, when people are dancing, it's so much fun.
Totally.
Definitely, like, I would say for any band, like, the way that a crowd responds to you is going to just, it's going to build on how you're performing. So it's so important. But also it's so important just to perform the best you can, even if a crowd isn't, reacting to.
Even if you're not playing to thousands of people at Newtown Festival like you did recently.
That was also quite fun. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
It's always so much fun on stage. Like, we're all really good friends and just, like, seeing all of us, like, have a great time and everyone watching us have a great time.
Yeah.
Like, having 8 people on stage all squished up and sweaty, it's great.
Speaking of squished up and sweaty, you're going to be down in the Chippo Hotel on Friday night. And if you haven't been to the Chippo, it's not a big room. It's down underneath the bar, sort of a square room, very low ceiling. You're going to squish onto that stage and have a bit of fun. I've seen the Fallback. They sometimes put it in front of the stage because there's just no room to put it on the stage.
I might be standing on people's heads so I can play.
But it's got a guaranteed to make the room exciting and fun and really good vibes. What can people expect on this big show on Friday? Is it part of the tour that you've been going around the country?
Yes, this is our kind of going to hopefully be our biggest show. I mean, Sydney is our hometown.
Yeah.
And we've been, you know, really excited for this one. We've prepared some fun stuff. We've got some special guests coming up on stage.
Exciting.
We've got our horn section coming up, which we don't bring out for every show.
Yeah.
So only for the you know, the big ones.
Only for the really small rooms.
Only for the really tiny rooms with no space on stage. Do we love to bring 8 people on there. Yeah, so we're so keen. We were just practicing, I was just telling you before, we're just rehearsing this new weird mashup cover and we're going to get some guest rappers hopefully up on stage.
Right. Well, if you know your Sydney rap scene, you're going to know this rapper. He's going to get up on Friday night. So
yeah, he's going to come join us. Cool. Mr. P. Smurf.
Hey, yeah. P. Smurf from Big Village, of course. Excellent. Can't wait. Sounds like an amazing show. I'm bummed. I can't make it. I'll be at my boy at Christmas party.
I'll film it for you.
You know, this is going to be better than any Christmas party, right? and if you're in Mona Vale, actually, you're playing there the Friday after at the Parkhouse Food and Liquor thing. I don't know what that is. I just saw it in your list. Is that, do you know what that is?
I've never played that before. I think it's a new venue.
Like a food, is it like a food festival or something? Or?
No, it's the venue. Oh, it's right. It's a restaurant / they do live gigs in the summer. They do like a summer series, I believe.
Cool.
Yeah, so we're finishing up. That's going to be our very last show of the tour.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
Good luck with the shows.
Thank you.
Congrats on the EP. It's been a great seeing how you've gone this year. And you know, it's been 5 years, but this certainly has been the biggest year for you, I reckon.
Yeah.
And look excited for the next year.
Thanks so much.